up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to pull in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Oh, we're together, everyone.
We go together. Oh, wait, wrong show. But, okay, next we've got Pete. Pete, glad to have you with us.
Oh, and I was going to say we're all in this together.
Yeah, we're here together, but I'm not sure we're really going to all be together tonight.
We're going to see. So, I think there might be some differences of opinion.
I think there may definitely be some differences of opinion. Next we got Steve. Steve, how you doing this evening?
I'm here. I'm ready to talk about something I've never seen until last week.
Yeah. And we have a special guest this week, Pete's daughter, Adriana, and High School Musical was actually her suggestion for this.
My girl.
Hello. So, she gets the place of honor. Sorry, Kate.
It is what it is. Oh. I never have the place of honor. I'm always on the bottom.
You're on the bottom.
What are you talking about? Below. You're on the top.
You're never on the bottom.
Oh, the way that my screen is, I'm always on the bottom.
Really?
On the big four screen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, I'm usually on top because then I say, what do you think, Pete? And I look, yeah, you're right.
Bless her heart.
It's going to be a really good show. Pete and
Steve and I are the bottom feeders.
Yes. I'm the bottom left.
Please like, subscribe, share. We got some real fun shows coming up, including one we've been waiting for all along next week. So.
Funny.
This week, we are watching High School Musical. This is the original 2006 one. Zach Braff. No, sorry, Zach Efron. Sorry, Zach Efron.
Zach Braff, that's the Scrubs, right?
That is Scrubs, yeah. And a bunch of other people that I really can't remember their name. So, but they, at least they all did their own singing. So, follows, I mean, it's, as I was messaging Kate earlier, it's just about all of the after school special tropes. No one was pregnant and there weren't any drugs. But other than that, it hit, you know, the guy wants to expand beyond just being the basketball star. And the girl wants to be known for more than just the academic. And you've got the brother and sister team, which was really weird. As the
they get weirder.
Oh yeah,
they get weirder.
The leads of the plays, which I'm wondering how they did any kind of romantic plays with that. Which, and long story short, they make it so that the good guys can get together, and everyone realizes that you all have to be yourself, and you're all sticking out for each other. And yeah, now. What makes a whole lot more sense? The original idea for this script was going to be Grease 3, starring Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Whoa.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Way earlier than this.
Really? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the time it got into a couple rewrites and such, that kind of went away. But no, the basic idea for this, it was going to be Grease 3.
I thought about that. That
kind of
tracks.
Oh, kind of tracks?
Yes. And Derek, to add to that, it was supposed to be Danny and Sandy's children who are supposed to be the leads.
Uh-huh.
I'm so mad that this didn't happen.
Rizzo's kid was supposed to be in there also. So,
yeah.
I am upset.
No. So,
no.
Adriana, as our guest, I'm going to let you start off on this one. What about this was a victory? What about this show really made it work.
So I think there's a lot of fun songs in this movie. Like the story itself might be corny, but you remember most of the songs from this movie after watching it a couple of times. You're like, oh, I know we're all in this together. I know. There's the
bop, bop, bop to, the,
to
top.
The top. Yeah. And then there's also Soarin' Flyin'. You got that one. I know there's
California,
like
one year of the world. Never mind.
I know there's like one or two I'm missing, but most of them.
Get my head in the game.
Yeah, get your head in the game because that's the first one. And then there's the one in the beginning at the ski lodge where they're doing the duet. And I forgot what that the
start
name
of
something
of it is. Good or something. Start something of something there.
New.
I don't know.
Start of something new. That's what it is.
There's also Gabrielle's like, I got to move.
Oh yeah,
on
her want song.
Oh god, it's so good.
Yeah, I
that,
want song.
That was the Grease moment for me. Was watching that. I was like, wait,
was
Sandy
Grease moment.
Yes.
So yeah. Okay. So mostly the songs for you is what. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pete, how about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, watching this again yesterday, that's what I thought. I was like, these are like, these songs in this movie are punching way above their weight class. They're much higher quality than the typical Disney movie level, not Disney movie, but DCOM, right? Disney Channel movie songs. I also liked, I mean, you said that the story is kind of corny, but I liked that it was more like, you know, oh, it's not, I'm, because typically you think of this type of movie, oh, I'm the basketball star, but what I really want to do is musicals. No, it was, I'm the basketball star, but why can't I also do musicals? And, you know, I'm the math nerd, but I'd like to do this too. And there's even my favorite song in the movie is Stick to the Stuff You Know, which is
the,
like
the status quo. Yeah.
Status quo, right? And, you know, that song to me says what the movie is saying, which is like, yeah, you're in this group and you want to try something different. Oh, you can't try something different because you're already in the potheads, or you're already in the nerds, and you can't do something different. And in the end, like most everybody realizes, like, well, you know, maybe they can. Maybe it is okay if they're doing two things, you know. Maybe it's okay if Zeke likes to also make creme brulee, and he gets to cook in the second movie. So good for Zeke. So that's, I like that bit of the story. It isn't quite as generic. It's pretty generic. Yeah, generic love story. But you know, I think I liked that aspect of the story. So Steve,
same thing. The songs are not memorable for me, but they were very catchy. Like when it's listened to, it's like, okay, this is very catchy. I've talked to other people who know the movie more, and they'd be able to quickly like start humming bars from there. But one thing I really enjoyed, I loved the cheese. Can we have even more cheese? It was so over the top cheesy that I think that's what made it an enjoyable movie. Like, can you get any more cheesier? Like the musicale, which
yes.
Is-
Yeah. yeah.
So I mean, I agree with everything that you both said so far, but yeah, for me, the cheesiness. Kate.
Oh, I love that Steve gets to pass it to me now. That's so fun. Mm-hmm. So Adriana took it, man. The music. This music, it's so cheesy, it's good. Like this movie is absolutely I have a feeling I'm going to know how Derek is going to feel about this movie. And I don't think it's going to be in agreement with what I think about this movie. I could be totally wrong, but because Derek, you don't usually go for like extreme cheese whiz. Usually.
Unless it's on a sandwich.
No, like club crackers.
But this, I mean, that's what makes this movie work. If they had tried to take this movie seriously, it wouldn't work. I will say Kenny Ortega is the director and choreographer of High School Musical, and his work is just brilliant. His choreography is just
done.
Huh?
What else has he done?
He did the second one.
He did. I think he also did Camp Rock.
I think he did, yeah. And maybe Lemonade Mouth, but I don't know.
So he did, but he's probably most known for Hocus Pocus. He directed the Newsies.
Okay.
Did he
The Greatest Showman?
No, he didn't do Greatest Showman. He choreographed Dirty Dancing, I believe.
He did The Descendants.
He did the Descendants movies, yeah.
He also did Cheetah Girls. And if you watched the 1992 version of the original version of the Newsies, he choreographed that.
That's what I just said. Yeah. The movie version, not the stage version. He did some Michael Jackson stage shows too. He did some different stage shows as well. Uh-huh. So he was mostly known mostly as a choreographer, but he did direct, as I said, he directed Hocus Pocus and a couple other movies.
Yeah, he's just unbelievably talented. Really. I'm a huge, huge fan, Kenny Ortega fan. So the dancing in this is very, very good. It's iconic. There are certain things. The we're all in this together dance. You can't tell me that that's not iconic. Everyone know. Oh, yeah, we're all in this together. Like, it's just this, in my opinion, goes down as, and I'm a huge Disney Channel original movie person, as we know. This is one of the greatest Disney Channel original movies. Not because it's the best movie ever made, but because it's so iconic. What about you, Derek?
Thank you, Kate, for setting the bar so low that it's the best Disney Channel original movie. I also think you're not using the word iconic correctly. It's like it's inconceivably wrong. But we will get to that in a little bit. I think this movie was very successful in what it set out to be. A very cheesy, straightforward plot that can appeal to kids watching this at 6:30 on a Saturday night if you're a preteen.
Yeah, it's designed for teens.
Or younger.
Or younger, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what worked for this. What about this lost the game? What about this didn't work? And Adriana, I want to put you in the hot seat again. What for you did not work for this movie?
So the only thing I noticed after having watched it multiple times over is that Gabriella doesn't really have that strong of a character, even though she's supposed to be like the nerdy book girl and like, oh, I don't want to be the nerdy book girl. But she's like not even in the movie most of the time. It's just about Zac Efron half the time. That's all I noticed. Other than that, I love the rest of it. It's just I wish Gabriella had more screen time.
Yeah, she's kind of mostly there as the girlfriend, right? I would also say, like, watching it this time, I paid more attention to the acting. And of course, it's Disney Channel acting, so I'm not going to fault that. But like, Vanessa Huggins' acting was not good in this movie. She was pretty bad. Her singing voice is great. She actually, I think Derek pointed it out, I think Zac Efron was actually like dubbed or something like that.
He was the only one that was dubbed.
Yeah, everybody else was their singing voice. But I thought her singing voice was very, very strong. And I mean, the good thing with Zac Efron is he wasn't supposed to be a singer or anything. So it didn't have to be great, I suppose. Which is interesting because I mean, I think he did sing. He was in The Greatest Showman, and I think he did sing.
He has a great voice.
In everything else.
He has a great voice.
They just decided, part of it is the songs on this were written for a high tenor, which he is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded really high-pitched for like vocal.
Yeah, but I just think her acting compared to everybody else's, as I said, there's a certain style of acting that's in these Disney Channel movies that is, you know, a little over the top and, you know, again,
a little
tuned towards, you know, the the Disney Channel crowd. But I thought, even beyond that, I thought she was very, like, I don't know, some I just didn't think she was very good. So she's improved, though, because she's still around, too. And so I think she did get better. But Steve, what about you?
That it was very predictable. I think within the first moments talking to Derek, I went, this seems like a Grease knockoff. So I sort of shocked when I did Googling and went, oh, yeah. I mean, growing up watching Grease, very predictable. I felt like it was a Disney version of Grease, which I found to be particularly true. And like you said, some of the acting, not very good, but maybe the cheesiness helped with it. So, Kate.
So it is very cheesy. It's hard for me to pinpoint negative things about this movie, because the things that would be negative when you take all of them and put them together are what make this movie so kitschy, make it so cult classic.
And fun.
I'm going to give an unpopular opinion. I think Ashley Tisdale is fabulous, but Sharpay drives me bonkers in this movie. I get it. That's her character, and that's how she was written, and Ashley Tisdale knocked it out of the park. But yeah, the slightly inappropriate, mildly seemingly incestuous relationship between Sharpay and Ryan, it's just cringy. And yeah, having Zac Efron be dubbed. I always got
dubbed. Painfully dubbed.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that I would say that would be negative about this movie is what makes it a cult classic. So is it a DCOM straight to video movie? Sure. Is it excellent, and are every single one of the songs earworms? Yes. So I don't have a lot negative to say about it, because everything that's bad is what makes it so good. Go ahead, Derek, rip it apart.
And I'm apparently going to be wrong on this one, because I cannot find anything worthwhile about this movie.
Oh, boo.
To be perfectly honest, the songs are not earwormable.
What?
No.
I agree with that. Like, they're catchy, but they're not earworm. Like, okay.
They can be catchy. Now, I am like Steve. I had never seen this before. I had seen the stage play, but I had never watched this movie before. So, acknowledging that I am not the target audience.
That's fair.
This was why I see why it was popular. I mean, this hit all of the cliches. And I mean, the only cliche they didn't, one of the cliches they didn't do because Disney would not let them, is there were scenes that were cut with Sharpay's brother being gay.
Yeah.
Disney would not let him be gay.
Really?
Really.
Because it was early. Yeah.
In 2006, he could not be gay.
Disney Channel has come so far. Good job, Disney. Since then.
But I mean, down to the emotional scene with the dad and the Full House music. And even my wife said, you know, instead of we're all in this together, she started singing We Go Together from the end of Grease. I mean, there was nothing original about this movie. And to sit and watch it now for the first time was painful for me. Now you guys gotta admit, there's some cheese I like that you guys don't. Like some of the old Disney stuff I really enjoy that you guys see. I'm sorry, Swiss Family Robinson is cheese. Total cheese. I enjoyed it, you guys didn't.
But you can't, the cheese from Swiss Family Robinson can't be compared to the cheese from High School Musical or the cheese from a Goofy movie. Like you can't.
Okay, no, those are two different cheese.
Those are three different cheeses.
And
see, I like all kinds of cheese.
If I want cheese,
Camembert, free
provolone, mozzarella.
Oh, provolone,
a nice Camembert. Yeah.
We already said that. Yeah.
So
you brought this on yourself, Birdzell.
No, I didn't pick this. No.
It was me. It was me. No.
Anyway, now, while this may, this next question may be easier for those who are closer to the time, I want you guys to think about what was your favorite, either high school memory or your the favorite high school activity that you were involved in. Okay. So, Gabriella, do you want to Adriana, not Gabriella. Wow.
I'm the main character now. Thanks.
Sure. You're giving main character energy.
Do you want to pass and come back to you? I don't care. Huh? You want to, okay. What was your favorite high school memory or activity that you were involved in?
Oh, so the reason I like this movie is because I was a theater kid. That was probably my favorite bit of high school was doing theater.
Yep.
Okay. So, on stage, behind stage. Because my mom was a backstage theater kid.
I actually did both. I prefer backstage, though. I prefer stage crew. Stage crew is where the fun stuff happens.
That is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, back going into the Wayback Machine, Pete.
Before half of you were born. Yeah. So I think, like, I just remember physics was my physics class. My teacher was really engaging and really influenced why I ended up as an engineer, because I was into chemistry and I enjoyed my chemistry classes too. But like the physics stuff, like, really engaged me, and that what led me to being an engineer, I think. So I would have to say that's probably the best memories are, yeah, of course, as a nerd, right? Science classes. But yeah, that class in particular really my best memories are with the science classes, and especially that physics teacher. Still remember his name, Mr. Gage. So
my turn. Actually, speaking of you, science, I love science. My high school had a planetarium, so I loved taking astronomy.
Oh, that's
nice. So that was really cool. We were one of two high schools, I think, on the West Coast. And that my other was being in honors English and burning our rough drafts of our senior theses in the courtyard when we had turned in our final copy. So our English teacher allowed us to go out in the courtyard, brought out a trash can, and we lit them all on fire. So,
so I have two, sort of. One of them is I also did theater. And the biggest memory for me, I know, wild. We did The Secret Garden my sophomore year of high school, and I was cast as the lead. And that was when I met my very best friend, Missy, who's still my best friend to this day. And that was just such my sophomore year of high school was my favorite year of high school by far. It was so great. But the other one for me is I did competitive show choir in high school, which is funny because it's huge in part of the United States. Excuse me. And not huge, like unknown in many of the rest. So everywhere from Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and like Alabama, Mississippi, all in here, it's huge. And then the entire middle of the United States, don't know at all what it is. And then California, it's huge. There's very little show choir in Kansas.
Missouri in the middle of the U.S.
Missouri, it's starting to trail off once you get to Missouri.
Okay.
It's huge in Illinois, Indiana, da, da, da. Once you get to Missouri, it starts to trail off. And then once you get to Kansas and Nebraska,
it's not.
There's like a few, but it's not as huge as it is in the East.
So what is show choir?
So you sing and dance at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And the competitive groups, you do, your show is about 20 minutes long, complete with 1 to 2 costume changes. You're dancing on risers. Your show usually has a theme. There's usually between 20 to 40 or 50 kids on stage. And you're singing and dancing at the same time. And I now choreograph for 2 competitive groups, one in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and one in Missouri. And it's like, but like, if you go to certain, if you ever watched Glee, if you ever watched the TV show Glee, vocal adrenaline in Glee is show choir. Like that's so, but that was when, other than the day I got married, my very first show choir competition was the happiest day of my life. Like I just truly, I met people from other schools who were just like me. Because I was pretty harshly bullied, by the other kids in my choir. Cause I loved show choir so much, eat, sleep, and breathed it. That when I first had my first competition, that was the first time that I really like met other kids who weren't as mean and who were like me. And from that day forward, I didn't ever hang out with my high school when it came to competitions. I would go and meet as many people as I could from any other school I could. And this was before social media. So we didn't have Facebook or, excuse me, I'm not breathing when I'm talking. That's why, we didn't have social media. So you had to call each other to, or write letters. Like, so yeah, that's a really good memory of mine. Sorry. Didn't mean to monologue. Go ahead, Derek.
No, that's fine. I guess I should say my favorite memories in high school are the times I was going out with my wife, because we went out in high school and we are high school sweethearts. But kind of tied into that is there's a lot of band stuff that we did, including went away to like a band camp for a week, and no, there was no one time at band camp there. So, but the band experiences, by me staying in band, it let me transfer into the marching band in college, which really helped me find my place. I went to a very small high school. Graduating class was 70.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So the everybody does everything of this was not strange to me, of him wanting to do the basketball and the choir, because everybody did that stuff. Which, can we talk just one mention of an academic decathlon competition, which is going to take hours, and a state and a championship game, both starting at 3:10 on a Friday in January.
In Utah.
In Utah, no,
New Mexico. New Mexico.
Oh, right. Because it's Albuquerque, right? Albuquerque, well, New Mexico.
I thought the movie supposedly took place in, nope, it was New Mexico. Okay. Yeah, New
Mexico. The high school is in Utah.
The actual high school is in Utah, but it took place in
New Mexico. New Mexico. Yeah. Which, okay, so that wouldn't, I mean, you could have snow, but not much. So
yeah. So but at least it made sense then for to actually be wearing like jackets outside. Mm-hmm. So but to me, that was some of my, I don't have a lot of positive memories about high school, to be perfectly honest. One of the my positive memories is leaving. So because like Kate, I was severely bullied in high school. And they didn't want to call it that, but I was. So anyway, as we always do, and Adriana, I'm sure you know this, we give these things a cup of pixie dust out of 5 possible cups. Adriana, you're leading off. What is your rating for a high school musical?
Okay, so this is one of my favorite Disney Channel movies. So I am giving it 4.5, almost 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I give this, I really thought about it, and I'm trying not to just give it a high score because of, you know, my daughter's on here saying how much she likes it. But I do genuinely like it. It is probably not something I would particularly seek out most of the time. And that's why I was debating between a 3.5 and a 4. And I think I'm going to go 3.5 because I like it enough to watch it. 4 kind of means I would like go out of my way to watch it, which I'm not sure that I would. So I'm going to give it a 4,
which for the record is what my wife thought you would give it.
Three and a half.
You thought you would give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
The extra cheese that they put on moved it up to a 3. Otherwise it'd be a 2.5, but the cheesiness moves it to the,
really?
Yeah,
I can't believe you.
Steve, what would Nick give this movie?
He'd probably give it a 3.5 or 4 because he watches it all the time. He's seen it many times.
Really?
Came home and said, "What did you watch?" And he immediately went into Head in the Game or whatever. Like,
See, this is why Nick and I are like this. I'm going to give it a 4. Oh, that's so high, though. Oh,
that's what you gave Mary Poppins.
I know. I'm going to give it a 4. It's just.
It's you got to give it what you want to give it, right? It's yeah. You know, even if you know, well, it's not
between a 3.5 and a 4, because I've seen this movie countless times. I don't know if I would be like, I'm going to watch High School Musical. But if it was on, I would watch it and I would finish it. I'm going to give it a 4. It's too iconic. 4. Go ahead, Derek.
And I owe an apology to Free Guy in The Acolyte Season 1, because we have found things that I gave a 1 to that I would rather watch than this.
How dare you? High School Musical, how dare you?
I am giving High School Musical.
Is this the biggest spread we've ever had?
One of the biggest spreads, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't, the only thing.
You're a mean one.
The only thing my son said.
Mr. Grinch.
Well, the only thing that we've watched that I would absolutely, definitely watch this before is a black hole.
Would you watch Pinocchio before this?
It would be a coin flip.
That was pretty bad.
Or Home on the Range.
We haven't watched Home on the Range,
but no.
You haven't?
But no.
You know, Derek, I would have thought that. Because you are a music person, I would have thought that the music would have bumped this up a little bit for you. Not that the music is perfect.
But I've heard all these songs before. Even to the point of I called the Romeo and Juliet scene before he went and did the Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, wait until the second one when they sing the song, Can I Have This Dance? Oh, hello.
So, I mean,
want to have my own.
There is nothing new about this movie and it has all been done better.
I'll disagree with the second part of that.
Okay, what about this is the best that that's ever done?
Oh, are you saying like there's better movies than this that have? Yeah, like Grease is a better movie.
About this has been done better by other movies.
Here's the thing about Grease, though. Here's the thing about Grease. Grease is not a kid's movie.
Grease is not a kid's movie, and Grease, I hate this ending is better than Grease.
Grease
is better, just because. She doesn't change for him.
Sure.
I hate the end of Grease.
Sure. But Grease, if you go back and you listen to...
Oh, you can't... No. Grease is not a kid's movie at all.
It is not a kid's movie. It is filthy.
Uh-huh.
Filthy. The things that they talk about. I mean, there's
They
talk about abortion. There's so much.
Simply the lyrics of Grease Lightning.
Oh, my God. And like... There's a lot of like non-consent, and
I think she's never actually. She's looking like
I've seen it at least once.
Have you actually gone back and looked at?
Haven't looked at it since, though. Don't do it. So I've only watched it once
at the age of like 10. I knew what I thought were all of the words. I knew Grease very well. I agree. I love Grease. But Grease, I'm glad that this movie wasn't like Grease, because Grease is. Filthily inappropriate. There are things that a lot of high schools will do the musical Grease, and it's like
you have to have an edited version of most of the songs, if not
if you change a couple of lyrics and Grease Lightning and a few other things.
So to say that this, I mean, yes, the storyline is sort of like Grease, but this is much more kid friendly.
Yeah, sure. And it's and let's be honest, it's Romeo and Juliet. This movie has been done for 400 years at least.
Minus the death and the drugs.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's
I know they're theater
two kids that are from opposite sides, opposite groups,
opposite and they side don't, tracks.
Yeah, and well, they come together. And they come together, and their friends want to pull them apart because they're too different, and then they don't want them to get together.
And
then
they realize that they're wrong.
It isn't anything new, but has it ever been done better? Yes. But is it done in an entertaining way with entertaining music for kids that grew up with it? And there's a reason that, you know. And Adriana, she had friends that were way more into this movie than her.
Oh yeah.
So
admit, I am on the back end of the, I am basically 10 years too old for this movie.
Yeah.
For the most part, to be the target audience.
Yeah, that's fair.
For sure. And I think part of it is having seen it, you know, a bunch of times and having absorbed the songs, that helps make it more, the catchy song, the catchiness of the songs helps. I really disagree with you with the music. I think they did a really good job with these songs, and they are fun to listen to. And, you know, I think they work even listening to like the soundtrack. You can listen to the soundtrack and still enjoy it and everything. So,
okay. Well, as you see, Adriana, we sometimes agree to disagree. And I'm usually the one that's the outlier.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I think I was wrong a couple weeks ago.
We're all wrong sometimes.
None of us.
Not really, Kate.
There was one week where I ranked every, maybe it was.
You had Angels in the Outfield higher than everybody else.
Yeah, but Davy Crockett, didn't I rank it lower than everybody else?
No, you gave it a 2, and we all gave it 2.5 to 2s and 3s. So,
okay, just kidding.
Yeah,
yeah. No. You were lower, but we were all in the same. Like, this is a big spread, right? We went from
we've got a 4-1.
Yeah.
So, okay, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Got to take myself out of full. I had everybody pulled up big on my computer so I could see everybody's faces. All right. Disney Plus news. First off, Inside Out 2 will be coming to Disney Plus on September 25th. Can we watch it? Can we watch it, please?
Yes. Well, I'm actually going to have to delay it a week so you can actually be there.
Oh, yes. That. Next up, Disney has announced the first 4 Always. I'm sorry. Let me my brain read those words and then glitched a little bit. All right. Disney has announced the first 4 always on streaming channels on the service. Hits and Heroes will be Star Wars and Marvel. Throwbacks will be nostalgia content. Real Life will be documentaries. And there will be a seasonal channel whose original name will be Hallowstream.
And there's no date yet when this is announced, but if that's the first channel that's coming, you've got to think it's coming soon.
I think this is so weird. Like, are other streaming services do this? Why would I want, if I'm paying for streaming, why would I want something that's just going to feed me content? Like, the whole point of streaming is you look through things and you choose them. This is basically TV channels, right?
This, and for the only thing I can see this is for people that I want to watch something. Hey, I want to watch something, either Star Wars or Marvel. Okay, let's go. I can't decide. And rather than just get into Vapor Lock, okay, let's go to this channel and see what they've got playing.
I know Paramount Plus has something like this, where if you go to where it says live TV, then, and you put in like Survivor, it'll pull up the Survivor channel that just plays Survivor episodes all the time. Stuff like that. But yeah, it doesn't really make sense. Why not just stream it? Why not just stream what you want to watch? I don't know. Oh, there's one more. Hold on.
There is one more.
Next and final Disney Plus news. Customers receiving Disney Plus through Verizon were sent an email discussing the coming price increases. The email stated that if the Disney Plus bundle is included in your current Verizon plan, there will be no change to the cost, which is free for most subscribers. The service will remain included until the customer changes phone packages or plans. And that's it for the Disney Plus news.
For me is great, because in my phone plan anyway, we're not changing the phone plans anytime soon, because we love the package we have now is like 5 or 7 years old, but we don't have to do it. And as long as you replace like one phone at a time and stagger it,
right,
you can stay on the same plan.
Yeah, and we're in that same plan, and you're getting this $22 package for free.
Yeah, so
it would have to be pretty appealing. You'd have to be more than a $20 savings for the new package too.
Yeah. So, all right.
Hey, one thing I did notice, it didn't make it into the Disney Plus news, but I know you're going to be talking about Agatha All Along next week. The last 2 episodes of that are also showing in one night. And so the show is going to wrap on October 30th, I believe.
Oh. Okay. That would track. Yeah. So
there's 9 episodes and they're timing it so that it wraps right at Halloween, which yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So yes, next week it is the 2-episode premiere of Agatha All Along, which is a series that at least the previews don't seem to be able to make up their mind what this series is going to be. Because everything I've seen has said it follows very much the original spirit of WandaVision. But the movies are trying to make it sound like it's slasher flicks. So, or like more of a horror type setting. So yeah.
Some of the trailers are very horror and others are very comic.
Right.
So is it horror comedy? Is it horror? Is it not really horror? I don't know.
So, yeah. Guys, if you have suggestions on what we should watch, like she did, email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us a message, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. We will take your suggestions and you can even be on the show like Adriana. Fairly painless, right?
It's not that bad.
Not that bad. Well, there's high praise. So, guys, we have new episodes out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Adriana, Pete, Kate, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Hey.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcast and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.